Bulavinaka, Eandra Vinaka. It's Saturday morning at 7:30 a.m. and I believe that we have gone through the programs and you people have been watching the Yahweh Brothers, who is a very effective group with their lyrics and everything, you know, like specifically composed songs. And we must thank the singers and the composers in making that happen, because it's actually creating a hit for the believers and for the young people that they love the Lord. Like, it gets them closer. Other than reading the Bible, they sing those lyrics and really, you know, make sense and guide them in one form of the way or the other. So we would like to say Bulavinaka and thank you. We are back in Taraki, here in Fiji. And I believe that you're tuning in from all over the world, wherever you are, what time it is, and different day. And but still, for us in Fiji, it's Saturday. And there's a lot of things that happens on Saturday. And we have rugby. We have, in actual fact, we have, you know, the matches leading up to the Danes. We have teams that have actually traveled to the north. And we have those that are playing out here in the east. And I think last Saturday was a really very, very busy one. And I had the boys and the men in our family that actually went out to watch the rugby. So today it's happening out there in the Northern Division. Opportunity. Especially so for those of you that are tuning in outside Fiji, because he knows you know, how to group the islands and saying hello to all the different islands here in Fiji. And that's one gifting that I really admire him in having. So for those of you that are tuning in, thank you for following the program. We try as much to bring something that is very practical, current, faced by families. Family is family, regardless of how high you go in the society and how much you actually gain living on this world, but you cannot avoid a family. Family, you either come out of a family, you walk into a family, or you want to stand alone, you don't want to be part of any family, but family is always there. And family, I believe it's a common a language and setup for any race, any country, any place. And that is why this program is very unique in such a way that we can talk about relevant things, or talk about things that people don't really feel comfortable talking about, you know, at home. That has culture and tradition as obstacles to certain things that we can be open to talk about, like sex, like drugs. These are the things. So it's okay, like you don't hear that in the house to be discussed. It can come to you in the form of education. It can come to you when you go to church or you attend a conference. Then you get to hear, you know, this awareness on what's happening out there. But it's not a common conversation in most homes to be spoken of, to be talked about, to create the awareness. So the awareness is always outside the home and not inside the home. And that is why this program, we look forward to it, because it's a, you know, a breath of fresh air that you can come and talk about anything and everything through this table, and we just take whatever's ours and what is relevant, practical to you. And those that doesn't matter, then you just brush it on the side. Okay. So we would like to say thank you for joining us, and thank you for being part of this program. We speak of a lot of things, from relationship as husband and wife to your relationship and responsibilities of parenting to your children. And those that live in nuclear family, just a neat small family on your own, and those that live with extended family that you cannot come out of it. You grow, you know, you were born in it and you're still in it, and you actually create your family within it. And we have different you know, scenarios and different pictures and different practical way of living. And sometimes we can be speaking on what is more practical and relevant to nuclear family, for small families, so that you can make a decision, do your own thing, because you live in your own, and you you know, you're not living under somebody else's roof or whatever that you do. You have to consult somebody else. And then you have, with that kind of setup, with the extended family that has everybody, and that's when the hierarchy comes, who is older. And those are the families that we try and target. So a lot of things as we speak of, maybe those that are listening in, most of you have done a better job about it, or you have more knowledge into the things that we speak about. But we come in through this program not to say that it is the only program for family, but it's one of the programs that you can listen to and take your take. And also, if you think that works for you, and share the word. And I believe just by sharing the word, it's more contagious and practical to people that listen, because they know it happens to you.
Yeah.
It has made those change. And then also it can happen in your life, other than just a document, really, or not the conversation that we had this morning, which was very, very good. He actually attended a youth meeting last night. He went to deliver the word of God. But he had two speakers that had spoken to this group of youth. And we thank the organizers of going out of their way to bring such a program to our youth of today, because it's more, you know, very current and very relevant. And as we were speaking of, you know, of those issues this morning, we have, like, say, we are talking about grugs. We have a lot of forums that are created to talk about the grug itself, you know, to describe what it does, the effects of this drug. And we can talk about all these things to educate maybe the ones who haven't really tasted drugs, for them to be aware that it is there. But for those that are already in it, that doesn't make any sense. They're not even listening there, you know?
Yeah. First of all, I take this time just to thank Turgani Obisa Sakeo and also Dr. S. Roma Lendua from the University of the South Pacific, of the wonderful program. Thank you, the youth of Namukailau Zone. From Ndronimbota, the fisheries quarters, right up to Wainandoi. It was a wonderful program last night.
And the organizers.
And Taltalangase, and all the men that you came along in the Namukailau area, Biro area, and Wanganake, from Wanganake. A lot of men that you turn up. And I believe that we were really loaded with information from the two speakers. One from the police department, one of the assistant commissioner of police, so high ranking, and lecturer, professor, Esther Romalendua. I take this time just to thank you too for the wonderful information that you share. But both of you, one thing that really hit me, that both of them said, we can talk about drugs. We can explain the effects and the different groups.
No one has found the solution.
Yeah, but no one. Both of them said that the solution is in God. No? I mean, one of them come from Catholic. One of them come from Methodist Church. No, they both said that the solution is God, which is I believe that's, I normally share that, that Jesus is the solution, especially when it comes to drugs, because there is no nation in the world ever tackle this problem, the drugs. And both of them, they said that the devil is using this substance to create that confusion in our mind. It's amazing how they describe. They describe, because normally those kind of preaching is in the church, those sharing, when you talk about the devil, is normally in the church. But this is one from the police department and one from a lecturer from the University of the South Pacific. And they both sharing. For professor, we after that we have a cup of tea. And he continued and he continued to share. I hear you preaching about this. And that is the only solution. And it really challenges me, and I believe all the Taltala from all different denominations, we are challenged, you know, that they are trying to find the solution for the drugs, which is one of the problem that the nation Fiji is facing right now. So all the leaders must, you know, come together. That the solution they are talking about, the Word of God, we need to teach the Word of God very practically to our young people, that just don't go there.
Yeah, but I believe most of us, we know that it's there. We know the solution, you know, is God, because he's the creator who created us to be who we are. And the willpower that every individual had cannot stop them from doing what they're doing. And you need the creator himself who can give you the willpower, or a supreme power, more than your human power, to be able to have a say in your life. for you to make that that right decision.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chivedi.
Yeah.
And so when you do that, I believe some people think that it's too easy to go that way, yeah. You know, like to, just to trust God to do that, one. And second, they don't want to go to church. They don't want to acknowledge God. You know, I mean, most people said, who is God? You know, to come and fix me. So those are the questions that they... So it's easy for us who believe in God because we know, okay, you know, you grew up in it. Like I grew up in a family that you hear, you have devotion.
God all the time.
Yeah, you hear God all the time. So when I hear that he's the fix, to me, it's like, okay, you know, I just stay here. You know, I make a decision that I just stay here because I know him. But for those people that are tuning in, they don't know God. They've never heard about God. And if you tell them, look, God is the solution. To them, it's like, God, you know, who is God? So, like we always say, that this program, we try as much not to make it too godly. And because we are Christians and the values, you know, that comes with it. Automatically, you know, you cannot be taking grudges inside the church. You know, like, you cannot, if you know. Maybe most of us are doing it, but you're doing it knowing that you're not supposed to. So there's always a conviction in heart, you know, telling you, I'm not supposed to be doing this.
It's something that they both mentioned, and that people know that Jesus is the answer.
Exactly.
Yeah. But to bring that to practical everyday,
that's a struggle.
Yeah.
Well, for those of you that are tuning in, you know, regardless of the explanation that you might have to counter that it is not the solution, you know, then you have lecturers and you have, you know, in the police. I mean, people in authority, and they not only just talking about God, because of their position as pastors or their position as believers, but they have the knowledge, study the effects. I mean, they're talking about something that they are very familiar with. And I believe that, like you said, one of them was actually going to another place, you know, to speak on the same thing late in the night, which... For us, it shows that there are people that are have known, and they're looking for solution.
One thing that I've said last night, for this solution not to be talked about only in church, because we have that religious thing. You just come, listen, okay. But when you go out again, you leave everything in church. This kind of discussion, because I was happy, he said, I'm running to one village in Telem. 9 o'clock, the appointment is 9 o'clock
night.
At night. And for Namukela youth, there was a third session.
So I mean, it's really good because, you know, smaller groups,
they are inviting. Yeah. And the way, because he has the knowledge, describing everything in detail and the effects, and showing some clips. So one thing that is very interesting to the young people, because he threw up a lot of clips, not only that, and some videos. Not only that, not only overseas. He took pictures in McDonald's, he took pictures in Suva, in Nandi. You know? So it's something that we cannot hide it anymore.
Mm.
It's there. And the concern is when once it's spread, our population is very low and our young people will be affected.
And they're very vulnerable. And also gullible. Whatever comes, they just want to taste it, and then sometimes in that process they get addicted.
Yeah, that is another problem because some people will be very curious.
How does it work? What does it do?
Yeah, so that's why it's very important. They show this the end result. End result. And also, what I like when they both said the solution is not here physically.
Yeah.
The solution is in the Word of God. So
because that solution, I mean, we can say God, and then a lot of people will be tuning in today. They will say, you know, like what I said, they don't believe in God. They've never heard about God, and why God has to be part of this solution. Why we mention that? Because we believe as Christians that God created us. Mm-hmm. We believe that, you know, in the world, like scientifically. They believe in that evolution, that we, you know, came that way. So if you have to talk to these atheists and people who don't believe in God, they'll go back to the sense that, no, we didn't come from God. He didn't create us. We came from these monkeys or apes or, you know. There's a lot of explanation to it just for them to combat or counter the fact that the solution is very easy, it's there. And the knowledge to know that, you know, there is God and he exists.
And one thing that it's a plus that we know the solution, because the people that they are explaining, they are not tal-tala.
Yeah.
Yeah. They hold position in the society. And they've done their research.
Yeah.
And there's no solution to what we are talking
yes.
about. You can put them to hospital or to the cell, and you inject them medicine just to keep them low, not taking away the problem, because it's something to do with your decision making. You are hearing voice, you are seeing things that are not normal. So it's something, it's a problem of your mind.
Yeah, yeah. The effects.
Eh? Yeah. So there is no solution at the moment to deal with a problem in your mind. Eh? So it's something that happens in your brain.
Yeah, and it goes back to the fact that a lot of people who have come and spoken to the forums or the church, and they mentioned the same on the increase on mental health. And mental health, we think, or we thought, that you reach a certain age and then that affects you. But to the last conference that we've had in Lotoka, when we hear speakers coming in, it's even affecting the children. There's mental health in primary school level, you know? And those are contributing factors, because when you take that, it leads you to another thing.
One thing that I really like, because there's a lot of parents who are standing by the road, and from the assistant commissioner of police, he was explaining that he diverted a little bit. He said one of the problem of disobedient and rebellious children today, it comes from the video game. Because they watch and they always want to win. You know, when they want to win, there are a lot of games that are a lot of games of kicking and punching and shooting. So all those things, it's something that they intake into their brain. So when their parents call, the way that he was explaining, when their parents call out, because they were into it, they want to finish, their enemy. Slowly, they are intaking the spirit of fighting, the spirit of killing, in their mind. And to me, that's something
a lot of things involved. Like what you said or mentioned earlier, even though the fix is God, I believe there's a lot of things that we need to do and correct.
Yeah.
We need to correct the way that we parent our children, correct the way that we raise our children, correct. There's a lot of correction that needs to be done. But to even do this correction, it's a process in itself. And other than just the simplicity of trusting God to do it. Because when we trust God and we believe in God to be the solution, it doesn't mean that you just pray and ask God to come and, fix
you.
You
have a part to play.
And you don't have anything to do. No, it's a process. So it's a lot of things at stake. And I believe, the forum that we've had, the forum that has been created by the government, by the, other organizations, the church, they need to be more practical in the way that they approach it, not just to come together and talk about, the effects. Yeah, those are fact-finding, and those are statistics that we can make reference to when we teach. But we need to spend more time in talking about on how to correct it, how to take it back to the church level. Like what you said, these are the two. They are not pastors. One is a professor from the university. And one is a higher position in the police department. So they have access to this information. And if, say, for our family, if I come and say, okay, there goes Nana again. I'm speaking of the same thing. If I'm telling my grandchildren, okay, make sure you don't take drugs. Because when you do, this is what happened to you. And to them, at the end of the day, that's Nana. Because Nana talks about a lot of things and Nana always scolds us for a lot of things. And, the recipient, they take it because of the speaker. But if they hear the same thing
from
school, and the same people are invited to the school to speak on the same thing, I believe when they come, that makes a different impact in their lives other than them saying it. They hear somebody else saying it with that position they look up to, and everybody have no choice but to listen.
Yeah.
And then it becomes a forum create between them, their friends, because all of them have heard the same information.
And create the interest for them to,
yeah.
It's somebody else speaking.
And then they come into church, and then you hear you know, somebody else come and talk to them in that forum. So the more awareness that we can create that works, I believe, you know, it's very important. And not only targeting our youth, not only targeting the people that are takers and users, but also there should be forums and workshops and training done for parents, for guardians, or because we need to learn and know how to fix these things, how we can help. Because we need to know what to do for those that are already taking it and they're inside your house. Yeah. You know, how to counter, how to look after it, other than...
It comes back to parenting, it comes back to family. Because according to the figures, facts and figures, it happens a lot from children that they come from broken homes.
Yeah, that's it.
But if you have a home, it doesn't mean that you will not be affected by this. Mm. Because they go to school, they go to sports, they mingle in community. So it's something that is out there that everybody must aware.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it begs to family, the parenting, the young couple, how to look after their home.
And the missing parents.
The together.
Yeah.
People are going out to work long hours, and people going overseas. So those missing link, that's where this all the problem in a family starts to come in.
Yeah.
And that's why Family Table Talk is one of those forums that
forum,
we can
talk about these things.
The importance of family, the importance of our time, the importance of timing together, doing things together, even shopping together,
as a family.
Going out to the park together, or even going watch sports, all watch it together. Going to the market.
That's one thing that I have to learn, to go and watch my grandsons play.
Because when we do things together, all this outside influence will struggle to come in. Even sometimes, off to mandan television, mandan tapi tu manda
mental
noa sa ocha kemu mekatun tu takabai, out to mandan sere.
Yeah, you know, like, and now the screen is there. Like for me, you know, like to get things off my mind, I'm flipping through the channel, from news to whatever that I can watch. And but before, you know, I remember the days when we used to sit with our children with a guitar and we talk about anything and everything, and then you cry and then you laugh together. And sometimes we even talk until 6 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, and sometimes we're still awake and the children are getting ready to go to school again. You know, those moments, the moments of just talking about anything and just having those open forums, those moments. And not only we have it with our children, we used to have our own until 3 o'clock in the morning. There's, I don't know, there was a lot of things to talk about and a lot of, and this phone has actually interfered. You know, it's either you carrying your office with you, regardless of the furthest country you travel in the world, your office travels with you because it's either your phone or iPad or, you know, your laptop, because you're taking it with you. That access never used to be there before.
It's just a way that we, first of all, we see the problem and we start to correct a little bit. And we can't just drop it because we are used to this lifestyle.
Yeah.
From this